and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Jason Croft is our technical director today. I'm Celeste Quinn. With me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Last night, the head of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum notified Richard Beard that he's been placed on leave. That's pending a trial set for late November. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, which operates the Springfield facilities, suspended Beard after becoming aware that he's been charged with shoplifting. Agency spokesman Dave Blanchette issued this statement.
Rick Beard has been placed on paid administrative leave effective immediately until the disposition of his court case.
Blanchette says Historic Preservation Agency Director Jan Grimes will assume Beard's duties until further notice. He says he can offer no other information. According to reports, Beard was most recently arrested for shoplifting in August. He's accused of stealing a DVD box set of the TV show House worth $40 from Target in Springfield. He was also charged with shoplifting nearly $300 worth of ties from Macy's in Springfield in February of 2007. As a result, he was placed on court supervision and had to pay a fine. A call to Beard's attorney has not been returned. Beard has served as director of the Presidential Library and Museum for about 2 years. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Beard was selected for the position after a national search. He was previously the head of the New York Historical Society and the Atlanta Historical Society. Champaign City officials are putting up a red flag. City finances are expected to take a turn for the worse next year, and there will have to be some budget cutting. Champaign's finance department says a weakening economy could produce a deficit next year of anywhere from $800,000 to $2 million. That's in the fiscal 2010 budget. Financial services manager Renata Matusova says the city's five-year financial forecast will help officials prepare for that downturn, and that preparation began with the current budget year.
The skies are not falling. They are prepared to deal with this, and we are definitely serious about it, but the city services will continue as usually, so, you know, the citizens shouldn't be worried that they won't have police or fire protection. We definitely comfortable providing that, and, you know, we've dealt with stuff like this before, and we made it through.
Matusova says Champaign's various departments will be asked to come up with proposals to save money next year. City council members will discuss the financial forecast at a study session next Tuesday night. The city of Urbana has welcomed the first phase of its bicycle master plan. The ribbon cutting was held this morning to recognize new bike lanes in the Philo Road business district. Resurfacing reduced the area between Florida and Colorado Avenue to three lanes, with bike lanes on the outer areas and a mid-block crossing to protect pedestrians. Public Works Director Bill Gray says it should help both bicyclists and pedestrians by slowing Philo Road traffic to the proper speed of 30 miles an hour. He says greater delays might call for the installation of a traffic signal later, but for now, Gray says any such delays are tolerable.
For the most part, I think people have to understand when you approach an intersection, you can make a right-hand turn in the bike lane, for example. You can still go through, and there is a left turn lane. So capacity-wise, we have similar capacity as we had before.
But Helen Birch, a customer at the Curves in the Sunnycrest Shopping Center, says having to yield to bicyclists when pulling in there could make the area accident-prone.
At first, I resented taking out one whole lane of traffic. Essentially, they took the turn lane away. And another one of my concerns is at busy times of the day, how far back is traffic going to back up on Philo Road? But we'll have to just wait and see what happens with it, I guess.
The new lanes connect to a bike route in the Windsor Road area. The city of Urbana will also add new bus shelters on each side of Philo, as well as pedestrian lighting as part of its master plan. The $600,000 worth of work is expected to be completed by next summer. A 140-foot-long blade broke off a wind turbine at a wind farm in Bureau County yesterday and crashed to the ground in a cornfield more than 100 feet away. Richard Schertz owns that turbine and three others in Wyonette, which is about 55 miles north of Peoria. He says nobody was hurt, and he shut down the turbines. Suzlon Wind Energy made the turbines, and a company official says the blade broke away at a point where Suzlon has found cracks in many of its blades. The company says it's a design flaw, and it's fixing blades around the country. The American Wind Energy Association says wind turbine failures are relatively rare. Chicago officials say Barack Obama's plan to spend election night outdoors will cost an estimated $2 million. The Illinois Democrats campaign announced earlier this week their election night event will be held at Chicago's Grant Park on Hutchinson Field. The campaign has said it will pay the cost of the rally. Noting the city's budget shortfall and planned layoffs for city workers, Mayor Richard Daley said Thursday the city of Chicago couldn't afford to foot the bill for the rally. Daley added he'd have preferred the event were held indoors at the United Center. That Obama would hold his election night party outside is fitting. He announced his bid for the White House in an event outside the old state capitol in Springfield on a frigid day in February of last year. And then last summer, he introduced running mate Senator Joseph Biden at the same site. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Radio Maria Restaurant in downtown Champaign. Radio Maria serves dinner and tapas every evening, lunch on Fridays and Saturdays from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and a Sunday brunch. Registration is available for emails on news, menu changes, and upcoming special events.